Hello, everyone. It's Pastor Dave with the You're Not Alone podcast. As you may remember, I help out on Tuesday nights with the Bible class with the young kids at St. Paul's Church. And last night, I tried something, and it was really interesting. I wanted to share. First, I asked the kids, before we even started with the lesson, your teacher, they record your grades, right? How do they record them? And one kid said, well, in a computer. Another one said, in a book. And then I said, and what do they do then with these grades? Well, they keep track and total them up, and then they share them with mom or dad at conference time. I said, yeah, exactly. And then I pulled out this spiral notebook, I borrowed an old grading book from a teacher, and I said, okay, open it up here. And they went, oh, are these the grades? I said, yeah, they are. And I said, okay, each of you take somebody. So one of the, I had three kids at the table, and one said, I'll take John, and the other said, I'll take, I don't remember the names anymore. And I said, okay, by each run, take this marker, and I have a magic, I had a marker, and I said, write the letter F. So they took, and the marker, put an F, okay? Now you put one at yours, and then the last one, F, F, F. Now, what would that be like at the conference? Ooh, they'd be in trouble, yeah. And then I said, okay, and I picked up the book, and I said, God actually has a grade book on each of you, and what does that grade book say? And one of the kids said, well, it says I passed because I'm forgiven. I said, well, yeah, that's true, but, whoa, that's not what the book says. And I said, huh? And I said, let's look at this one Bible verse. Psalm 130, verse 3 and 4. If you, O Lord, keep a record of my sin, O Lord, who can stand? And I said, actually, in the record book that God has, he has everything you have done. And so when you guys didn't listen to me, and you ran upstairs, and you didn't come down right away, that was written down, didn't listen, didn't obey. I said, uh-huh. And so then I grabbed the book, and I put a F by each of their names, because they had written down their names. I said, mm-hmm. And then I said, but the second verse, verse 4, says, but with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. And I said, okay, now, at the bottom of this page, there's room for another name, right? They said, yeah. I said, okay, one of you, write the name Jesus. And so they wrote J-E-S-U-S. I said, okay, now, write a, put a cross by it. Okay, now, a big letter F right over the cross. And I said, that is how you are forgiven. There is a record of everything you do, but the only way you get the F at your name crossed off is if you say, when God opens up the book, hey, I said, pretend I'm God. I see that you have many sins and you have an F. If you say, but I trust in Jesus, see, he's got my F, then God the Father will go, oh, well, then let's cross off your F. I said, and so there is a transfer of one's record to Jesus. And then we looked at another verse that says, repent and believe. It was from Acts chapter 2:38. And I said, so what does that mean? And it was interesting. The kid said, I don't know. I said, repent means that first you're sorry for your sins, what you've done wrong and what you got down in the book, but that then you'll try not to do it again. And I handed a kid a piece of paper. I said, okay, now tear it. Okay, now what if I told you that it was a wrong thing to tear it? And they went, oh, well, then I guess I better put it back together. I said, yeah, yeah. But what would happen if you would tear it again? Well, that'd be wrong. I said, yeah. That's what repentance is seeking to fix what you did wrong, but not to do it again. That's what that verse really means. And I think those kids really got it last night because it dealt with the grade book and the grades, and they all had grades coming on. I hope I didn't make any of you frightened and trembling because of school time. But we all have had school times, and we've all had struggle with grades. And quite frankly, we all have struggle with our grades with God. But with Him, there is forgiveness. That's why we trust in Jesus. That's why we trust that what He did was taking all our bad grades. And we now thank and praise Him with our lives. We no longer try to do the wrong again, but seek to do good, not to get to heaven, but because we already have passed into the next grade, heaven. I hope the simple illustration helps you as it did the kids. And as we pray every day, think about that grade book and what God does in transferring our wrong to Jesus. And we get to go on to the next grade. Wow. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you took our negative grades of life upon yourself. You didn't have to do that. You were perfect. And yet you took it for us. Thank you. Help us now to live as you have declared us to be. Straight-A students. No, Lord, we don't live like straight-A students, but help us so that we might. And actually, Jesus, as I look back over my life, I am a straight-A student on some things that I didn't get right when I was 7, 8, and 9, but I do now when I'm in my 50s. Help me so that the things I struggle with now and don't get good grades with in life, in the next few years, I will get an A. Not for me, but for you. This we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the simple illustration. It just was so interesting to see the light bulbs go on with the kids last night. I just figure I had to share it today. And if you have any reaction to this, good or bad, by all means write me. Dave.Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Or simply respond to the email message if you receive that from me of the notice, and it'll come right to me. Take care, and we'll talk with you again soon. Bye.